Hello, one and all. My name is John Canal. I am a citizen here in Canada, living in Winnipeg. And I've got a story to tell that is important to all our lives here as fellow lovers to freedom. Being Canadian, we can take some pride in our affordable healthcare system that costs less than half of what Americans pay per capita, and we can freely walk into a hospital to have our medical condition looked at fairly in hopes to do something better, bringing about a better health. In my case, I brought my mom to the Health Sciences Center here in Winnipeg, and they murdered her. And I have all the evidence indicating this is, in fact, the case at hand. Without any shadow to question further, what is wrong with our police in respect to hospital care and their refusals to enter the building or make a simple phone call? So some quick background. My mom had suffered from a thyroid condition for easily more than a decade. What it would do is cause her body to retain water. So her feet would swell up some and she wouldn't be able to walk all that comfortably. She would wait a day or two. The swelling would go down and she'd be good to go. In this particular time here at the beginning of 2016, the swelling of her feet exacerbated beyond anything we had witnessed prior, where she had retained much for water, and it also started to affect her mind, where she was having some hallucinations in waking up. And anyway, you know, it wasn't good. Caused a serious alarm. And we figured the best thing to do would be to go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital with my mom. Now learning of this matter, I've discovered that all she needed was a diuretic and her thyroid medication. And the answer was actually half of what they had been she had been prescribed was the magical solution to this circumstance. We can save countless lives, Canadian lives, just on this scientific position of me understanding this now better than I did prior to my mom entering the hospital. But so we sign her in there, and right away they're injecting her in all kinds of things. She's going into convulsions. Then they induce a practical coma and say, we're going to give your mother a nicotine patch. She already said she didn't want a nicotine patch. When we came into the hospital, they asked her. She said no. She didn't need a nicotine patch. So they asked her if she smoked. She says, well, yeah, I smoke. Do you want a nicotine patch? No. And when the doctor says he's going to give her one, I say to him, my mom doesn't want one. I don't want you to give her one. They end up giving her one anyway, causing her an instant fucking heart attack. Then they say she's on end-of-life medications. She will live no more than 14 days. How so? I ask. I've been with her every single day at this hospital. When did this occur? When did this measurement take place? So you say she's got multiple organ failure. I hound the doctor to give me an explanation with a video camera. The doctor gives me no answer, except agrees that the hydromorphone will be ceased. As my discussions with the nurses, the head nurse there, and recorded in the Back from the Dead, nobody ever is allowed to have that medication stop. It stops you from breathing. If we stop that, then what happens, man? You discover, as I did, my mom was in no pain. She didn't have multiple organ failure. I went to the police and they refused to investigate. Canadians, brothers and sisters of Canada, they refused to investigate an attempted murder of a Canadian citizen that is regular fare. This involves thousands and thousands of Canadian families here in Manitoba complaining, and the police not investigating, and the newspaper not reporting a word. Whose lives are they? Whose nation? That we should be cheated for death by mass murderers. So the doctor stops the medication. I stay with my mom late into the evening to find that she's finally got her breath back. Hydromorphone stops you from fucking breathing. That's what we witnessed with my mother. She's given it. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Right? And then when they murder her on February the 3rd, try to, and I recover her for 10 hours. She's going, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I have it on videotape. I go to the police. They refuse to investigate. The fourth time I went to the public safety building, the teenage girl at the front desk told me she didn't want any more evidence. She didn't want any more DVDs, speaking for the entire judicial operations of what it takes to defend our lives as fairly represented. A teenage girl told me she didn't want any more evidence on how they tried to murder my mother. Because if you understood half of the things I'm saying, you can clearly witness for yourself. It's cognitive dissonance. You're having a hard time understanding the reality at hand. They claim my mom had multiple organ failure. That's why she's on hydromorphone, which will not cease until she dies, living no more than 14 days. This is standard protocol. We've been doing this for fucking at least 7 years or longer. Don't you see all the corpses being wheeled out here on a practical daily basis? Hundreds of people fucking dying here. For other reasons also that maybe I'll get into. And I stop it and I discover she doesn't have multiple organ failure. It was a lie. When we try to find out in our minds, you know, why would somebody do such a thing or another, we're left in part to speculate. I'm trying to avoid that by allowing you to understand what we know for certain. They allege my mom had multiple organ failure and was given a medication that would not cease until she died. I had the doctor stop that medication and say that medication will not reoccur unless I'm there to witness my mom in any kind of discomfort. The next day, they phone. I have to witness their need for my mom to be on these medications. And when I get there, she's pronounced dead by Nurse Delaney, who also punches my mom in the eye. Now, the evidence I have for that is pretty sketchy. It's only the word of my mother and my mom's black eye. But we know for certain Delaney gave her something that was opposing the doctor's orders. And the Protection of Persons in Care Office refused to investigate. They are accomplices to murder here. Chris and Chris, I've explained this to them. I have those recordings. Listen to the contempt they have for our lives. They get professional salaries to live in opulent homes here in the city of Winnipeg. Not doing the responsible job at hand by enforcing the law on the books for such mistreatment of persons in care. The nurse opposed the doctor's orders and gave my mom a hydromorphone, which, according to the nurse, ultimately caused her to die. It certainly wasn't the multiple organ failure, but I managed to have her survive and live for another month and more until that March the 8th. When Dr. Collister's at the bedside saying, hey, your mom, the squishy sounds with her lungs. I want to give her scopolamine. Sound good? I don't know what scopolamine is, right? But I say, no, if it's going to stop the squishy sounds, it's going to stop her lungs from expelling this infection that she just acquired the day prior, which is contagious, which I had for more than a week, almost two. Right? She's spitting up, coughing up phlegm. You're going to lower her lungs' abilities of expelling this infection. He does not disagree. But decides to give my mom the most deadliest poison only given to those with multiple organ failure and so on. He can only have it given to my mom when I'm not present in a conspiracy with the nurse, Nurse Colette. So when I go for coffee and come back, I've discovered Nurse Colette just finished giving my mom some treatment. Right? If she had approached there when I was standing, I would have said, Dr. Collister said there would be no new medications. Dr. Laura Chisick said there would be no new medications. But it's Dr. Collister who pronounced my mom dead the month prior with multiple organ failure. She doesn't have multiple organ failure. The doctor that several days prior to Laura Chisick said all my mom had was minor back pain, but he wouldn't stop medicating. I have that on tape. Where all she has is minor back pain, but I'm not stopping him from giving her fentanyl. 80 times more powerful than morphine. They're sadists. They enjoy killing innocent people, knowing that the police will refuse to be honorable. Because at that front desk, you have a teenage girl, just maybe finished high school, and she's told how you deal with anybody who complains about an issue at a hospital. Call the office. Call the physicians. College of Physicians and Surgeons. I've called there repeatedly. They say they do not investigate crime scenes, and on this attempted murder, indicated that the police need to investigate. Go to the police. But they refuse to do so, my Canadian friends, my family. So the moment Nurse Colette gives my mom this scopolamine, interacting with fentanyl, it causes instant paralysis and subsequent death. It's only when I only leave for moments. I had just finished calling some relatives saying they're trying to murder my mom today. We've got to get the cousins here to guard her body. That's what I'm saying to one of my relatives on the phone. And then I go back upstairs. I see my mom. She's essentially paralyzed, but she's capable of breathing. And I stay with her for quite a while. And then I figure I'm going to run quickly home because it's so horrific, the evidence that they've given me that Dr. Collister did indeed order scopolamine to be given to my mom through Nurse Colette, telling me otherwise that no such action would transpire because I was astute. I was a man of medicine. I was being scientific, and he couldn't disapprove. He couldn't disagree. In fact, in that recording, you can hear him say under his breath to himself, you know, in so many words, you can't tell the difference. What is he talking about? He's saying that he's going to murder my mom. Well, I better not. You see, this is the gift that God gives us, to be paying attention, right? But if I start getting into these speculative realms, you'll find an excuse to be a coward. And I don't want you to be a coward. I want you to stand up for your rights that are just the same as anyone else, a lover to life and freedom here in Canada. How dare the Winnipeg Police Department forsake our innocent lives, but not at least investigating such an allegation, a capital allegation of attempted murder, and they refused to make a single phone call. And all it took was a call to Dr. T to confirm or deny. And in both cases, they're caught. If she confirms, it says, I said that you couldn't give Jenny Canal any more hydromorphone until her son witnesses her in some discomfort. And then the head nurse saying that Delaney did in fact do so anyway, despite the orders of the doctor. Or if the doctor says lies and says, no, that didn't happen, we have the testament statements from the head nurse claiming in fact this was the case, that hydromorphone was given against my mom's interest and against my own and against the doctor's. The direct reason why we have this office to the Protection of Persons in Care office enacting an act, a law, and they refused to do right by ourselves, complicit in murder. So please forward this information. Demand a public inquest on all end-of-life medications. In the case of my mom, this scopolamine, we can infer from the information that comes out of the demon trap known of as Dr. Collister. And Charlene, the nurse Charlene, she says if you have congestion as a person who's potentially end of life, all you've got to do is find that person doesn't have a temperature and you can give them scopolamine. For that, they need to be arrested for criminal negligence causing death. That's enough. Why wouldn't the newspapers report this? Demand their arrest as complicit in the murder of my mother. Negligence, minimal. Right? She explains that that's how they go about this procedure. Right? So you give my mom some contagion, some contagious infection of which I acquired myself. Heavy duty green phlegm. What an infection it was. And I got that videotaped. No, I have no fever. I have no fever throughout that entire thing. Not even a swollen head. You know when you get something close to the flu or a cold? Well, no, all it was in my lungs. But they say that this is the determinant factor as to how they go about stealing more innocent lives, because you can't get it together, my Canadian brothers and sisters. Yes, you can. We must demand a public inquiry, a truth commission, as to how they ascertain a person's position to be given end-of-life medications. Thousands of complaints that go unheeded by this office of demons, Chris and Chris. Right? The evidence, I explain it even better than I am right now to them. And they refuse to make that simple phone call. In fact, they try to cover up the situation initially in their preliminary investigation by getting back to me and saying, no, there's no merit to the case, okay, goodbye. And then I find out that the hospital never gave them the medical records of those two critical days, February 2nd and February 3rd, where she was attempted to be murdered. They need to go to prison just for that. We need to talk to our parliamentarians. We need to talk to our police services. We need to understand what it takes to represent the rights of ourselves being equitable, fair-minded. So spread the good news that we're not going to put up with first-degree murderers escaping our authorities any longer. Forward this information to churches, to synagogues, man, everybody. Forward it to every politician you possibly can. Please. Don't let them steal more innocent life like this.